From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama says he had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation with Donald Trump during the president-elect's first visit to the White House.
It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues. One is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
Likewise, the message was positive from the president-elect.
We discussed a lot of some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times.
Well, the White House said that long before Trump's stunning upset Tuesday over Hillary Clinton, President Obama had directed officials last year to make a smooth transition between the administrations a top priority. Thousands of protesters took to the streets and cities across the U.S. Wednesday to protest Donald Trump's victory in the election.
Not my president, not today! Not my president, not today!
A large crowd packed New York City's Fifth Avenue directly in front of the Trump signs reading Love Trump's Hate. And the election of Donald Trump has small business advocates expecting policy changes on issues like health care and the environment. But they're concerned about gridlock persisting even with a Republican president and Congress. Advocacy groups expect Trump to start working toward at least modifying President Barack Obama's health care overhaul, or called the Affordable Care Act, or also known as Obamacare, and also undoing environmental regulations. You're listening to VOA. The United Nations warns that eastern Aleppo in northern Syria faces mass starvation this winter if UN aid agencies are blocked from distributing desperately needed food supplies to 250,000 trapped civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations says it fears winter will be a killer in too many places throughout Syria. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says there's particular concern about how 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo will survive the harsh winter months.
The last time East Aleppo was reached with significant humanitarian supplies was in the beginning of July, in the middle of the summer.
The United Nations has presented a new proposal for averting a humanitarian catastrophe this winter. The initiative calls for the Russian-Syrian side and opposition groups to allow food and other urgent relief supplies into eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And regarding the outcome of the presidential election, Egeland says he believes U.S.-Russian engagement and cooperation in tackling humanitarian and political issues in Syria will continue. Australia's prime minister has spoken with the U.S. president-elect Donald Trump, who said the long-standing alliance between the two nations was of great importance to Washington. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Both sides of Australian politics are promising to work with president-elect Trump, and they've chosen to be pragmatic. At stake is Australia's most important military alliance. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with the president-elect about security and trade.
Our relationship with the United States is built on millions of Australians and Americans who have been working together, fighting together for over a century.
Media commentary in Australia has been mixed. Some opinion columns have warned that a Trump presidency will fuel a trade war with China, Australia's most important commercial partner. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Australian shares. Our share prices fell by almost 4% as news of Trump's victory emerged, but has since recovered much of that lost ground. However, a Sydney tabloid is telling its readers that the silent majority has roared, quote, "the underdog has triumphed." Thanksgiving Day shopping isn't going away, but some stores are rethinking their strategies in the U.S. on whether it makes sense to even open on the holiday itself. Many of the nation's mall operators and big retailers that anchor them, like Toys R Us, JCPenney, and Macy's, are still kicking off the holiday season on Thanksgiving Day. Others, including the nation's largest shopping mall, are closing for Thanksgiving after being open for the past several years. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.